Low. Head On with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation cussing and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Bob Kincaid brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRMW.net. And now, from high in the hill, by God, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, how the... Welcome to a brand new week, a week that sees the end of January, a month typically here in the hills level west by God, Virginia. A month that sees heavy snows, frozen earth, and blisteringly cold temperatures. None of those things obtain at present. To say the very least, a mild month has been, in some instances, a warm month, like today, when I went in shirt sleeves and had a bite with Boss Man Wayne and Dr. Bill. We like to get together once in a while. See where the world is at relative to ourselves. Had a nice lunch today, and Dr. Bill sends his regards, as does Boss Man Wayne. But really, Lottie, global warming's been very good to us this month. It's just weird. If the little hoozes, what's this, is the jonquils start coming up, and I was walking over there where my mother's old bulbs were, and I wouldn't be surprised if they do. God only knows what the groundhog is going to do Thursday. But, you know, I can begin to be at this time of the year, because if we can just pull through February, it's downhill to spring. And that's always nice. Hey to everybody in the chat room. Law noting he's used 28 hours of fuel oil the whole winter so far. That about says it. And Lottie, of course, is in the greater Boston area. Yeah. We've been... Well, but with a caveat, bless her heart, Agnes thinks anything below 90 degrees, but even that hasn't been as bad as it has been in past years. Who knows? That's how January, it will go out in a lot of the last couple of weeks, and it's much appreciated. And we won't finish the month too far in the hole, which is nice. In the hole, nonetheless, but not too far. So, thanks for that. It is a that y'all have sure that this all stays going. And a note, just a quick note, PayPal-wise. Not even PayPal. Good message to Michael in England. Somewhere along the way, somebody opened your snail contribution and relieved it of its contents. I'll do this via email or something like that, but. Michael is very good to support the horn, and Boss Man Wayne went to get the mail, and his note card had been curiously slit open, and the token that he refers to in the note had been disappeared. So thank you nonetheless, Mike. You've been doing very helpful things all along the way, and it is indeed much appreciated. But happen, I suppose. And another note about PayPal. Some of you write that you don't because of our PayPal account. Its identifier is simply the email address here, bobkincaid@gmail.com. If you prefer and you would like to avoid the fees associated with PayPal, you can simply go through just... log into PayPal and use this email address, bobkincaid, bobkincaid, @gmail.com, and click the little box that says gift, and I don't think the fees will attach. I noticed that when Bart Kopp pointed it out some months back. So that is a way to have the fees not be not eat up part of your contribution to the horn. Yeah, I know you're getting a lot of buffering it here as well, and I don't know why it is, but it's going to make the show a bit of a pain in the butt. I'm hoping that things hold. I don't know if they will. Cross your fingers. See, we're getting some new bandwidth soon because I can't take much more of this. It's only been going on for years. The new ISP. That's coming in the not-too-distant future. So, cross your fingers. Yeah, I'm just sitting here watching it. Buffer up, buffer up, buffer up. And there is not another soul. There's not another soul in the entire structure that is using internet or whatever. So, even so, I'm having a hard time scrounging up 64 kbps to send upstream to Ben's servers at White Rose Society to get the show out to you. That should tell you something. But we're going to try to get through, right? Right, because it's the beginning of the week. And, of course, the right-wing weirdos were busy over the weekend. They always are. Little Keebler elves of weirdness. Yeah, you're all hearing the skippiness of the stream. And for that, I apologize. So, I don't know, all I can ask you is, there's absolutely nothing can be done about it at this point. But we've got to go forward. We can't simply punt because of some icky buffering issues. We will struggle onward and hopefully produce a decent via the podcast format and get along live as best we can. Because of today. That's right, it's Moran Monday on the horn. Hurry, 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 step right up. Get your program, less than one per hour of program that tells them you can't tell ends without a program. This is Tell the Morans. He's out there this week. Our buddy Thomas from the chat room with an early nominee for David Gregory, interviewing David Axelrod over the weekend on Press the Meat, Meet the Prestitutes, whatever you care to call it. Oh, by the way, thanks for the happy birthday, Ray, getting in early. That's much appreciated. David and Monday nomination, right stop. This is why is the Moran. David Gregory. David Rooks says Obama. David Axelrod. Obama wants to revive Gregory. I demand Americans. Isn't Bain at...
Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.
Thank you.
Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of the sustainable future, part of the mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, CRM.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Pycod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well... the hour, a minute past 6 o'clock here in the Eastern time zone. I'm Bob Kincaid. This is The Horn, the Head-On Radio Network, America's liberal voice. But most of you already know that. Some may not, however. Hence, occasionally we say things like that. We call what we do here conversation radio, chance for dialogue, for discussion, for attempts at comprehension of an increasingly comprehensively a muddled up, messed up world. I think that was the phrase that the Keats used. Yeah. Mixed up, messed up, muddled up. Or something along those lines. It's also the middle of the week. And you know what that means. We'll get to that. The Horn is, of course, available to you in a variety of formats. The podcast are free to anyone who cares to download them, as are the various and sundry manifestations of the stream, iTunes Radio, direct in radio, via Tuner Radio, via Stitcher. The list goes on and on. Listen in your car, listen at home, listen via the headphones in your smartphone, wherever you may be. And I'll go ahead. This is an unpaid plug. That's especially handy if you've got a Sprint phone where data is unlimited. AT&T and Verizon are... gosh, I hate to start the show out with this word, but they are Nazis, AT&T and Verizon. Sprint's got some signal issues, though. But anyway, there's a multitude. You can listen to the parking lot via their free Wi-Fi. There's free Wi-Fi all over the place where you can listen to the whole. And, of course, all these things happen because of the kind contributions of those of you who do contribute to keep things going. We look for something on the order of 250 people a month to kick in $10. We call that noble assemblage the Thrifty 50, and it provides us the needed revenues with which to keep all of this going, all the plates spinning in the air. The PayPal address is radionetwork.com, as is the snail mail address. The snail mail address, of course, being 1038 North Eisenhower, you know, the president, North Drive, PMB, personal mailbox, 318 Beckley, BECI, West Virginia, WV, and the one mail, because they are difficult to dip at the bank. They want to send a check or whatever, or a money order, which needs...